Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. And Faisal, housing has become a problem nationally. We hear a lot about this right now. Rents have gone higher. Of course, people are being affected by higher mortgage interest costs and so on and so forth. And there is an impact it's having on the seniors community as well.
What gets a lot of attention in the media is people not being able to afford to buy a home.
Right.
What sometimes gets missed in that narrative is people who are in a home, and because of rising costs of everything, including mortgage and interest rates and so forth, people staying in their home is a problem. And then if you're a senior in this country and you're on a fixed income,
right,
or you're in a low fixed income, that becomes even a bigger problem. And this is why we wanted to chat about this, because there's an opportunity for those to understand what's really happening with this demographic and possibly how you can help.
Okay, so since we're not the experts in that area necessarily, we do know somebody who can help and does help a lot of seniors in the Calgary community. We've got Larry Matheson joining us, CEO of Unison for Generations 50 Plus. Larry, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Maybe let's, we've given you a bit of a setup there. Maybe we could just start with your thoughts in terms of the affordable housing issue with respect to the seniors you work with and some of the impacts that you're seeing.
Well, I think this is a daily issue for us in our center, the seniors and the members that we work with. Today, there's 81,000 Calgary families need affordable housing, and that number is expected to go up by 2026 to about 100,000 families needing some type of affordable housing. And we see it in seniors. Many seniors are on very fixed incomes. They may be living on retirement plans that they're now wondering if that's going to take them as far as they need it to go. So we're seeing that stretched in all sorts of ways. Some of our seniors who are on mortgages, mortgage rates have gone up. But also housing, that's a lot of seniors' residents are paid month by month if you're staying in a lodge or some other kind of accommodation. And the prices of those units have all gone up as well.
So housing prices, regardless if it's in your own home, in a lodging situation, and everything else has gone up, and it affects people who are literally on a fixed income.
That's right.
Now, if you have a mass amount of wealth, and you can draw on your capital to sustain that increase over the short term. But if you're on a fixed income, let's say you're only on Canadian Pension Plan, Old Age Security, or you're on very little savings of yourself, that's where the disadvantage comes into play, because you've got a limited amount of resources to weather the storm of inflation.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, groups like Unison comes into play. Larry and his team have done some great work. We've been part of it.
Yep.
We've gone to their events as well, and we've seen that now. What are some of the services, Larry, that Unison is offering for individuals in these types of issues?
Well, we provide a lot of basic needs type support. So we have free food markets and hamper delivery. Price of food and inflation in general has been a strong factor for our users. So we've ramped up those services over the last couple of years. We also help with the housing crunch. And so we hear every day seniors saying, my rent has gone up so much, I have to get into an affordable seniors housing. Well, most of those units have a 6 to 8 month waiting list. And so there becomes a crisis. And so our team at the front of the center will actually help seniors make multiple submissions to multiple providers, so increasing their chances of getting in sooner and getting that affordable accommodation.
Before we dig into the specifics here, I think we're familiar with Unison. I'm not sure everybody's familiar with Unison. Larry, would you maybe just give us a minute of a little bit about Unison on a broader perspective and the work that you guys are doing?
For sure. In Calgary, we run the Kirby Center, and in Medicine Hat, we run the Viner Center and Meals on Wheels. And so we're kind of a full spectrum seniors organization. So we provide everything from somebody who wants to take a Mandarin course or Spanish or fitness courses, but we provide a lot of basic needs supports for seniors who may be on that fixed income and they may be struggling. And so we run a shelter for seniors. We run food rescue programs and the like. And we help seniors get set up on benefits, whatever government benefits they may need or be eligible for.
Now, Larry, I think that's a key point for those. Maneuvering the system in this country can be daunting, challenging, and people will sometimes get frustrated and just not do it for whatever reason. And we were fortunate enough over the summer to get together and go through a presentation that you had about how a specific story where individuals have got help filling out these types of benefit programs and the documentation able to gather that. So I think there's a big piece of that, of the services that Unison provides. There's an opportunity for many Canadians, in especially in this province, to help Unison help others. Because I think there's a gap out there, and Unison is trying to fill that gap as much as possible. So there are multiple ways that they can get in touch with you and help and support. What are the multiple ways that if individuals want to support this process, this program, how do they actually support, and what ways can they do that?
Well, they can definitely connect with us online on our website or our digital platforms. They can come to the center, they can call, but we deploy in Calgary alone well over 600 volunteers that help us run the programs that we run for seniors. And of course, around this season, cash donations are always what we need to kind of turn that into support for seniors as well.
I think, and Larry, and people, if they're making a cash donation, will get a charitable receipt and all of the, you know, all of the required documentation. I think it's important they know that.
Yeah, and I think it's important to know that this is a very interesting year for those who are in the very high income earning areas, that they may be subject to higher taxes next year. So you might want to get your donations in this year. And this is one group, if you have that draw, to help those seniors, I say, are being, you know, stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Right.
Here's an opportunity. Of course, cash donations, of course, in-kind donations. Are we still looking for volunteers? There was a point in time where charitable organizations were looking for more and more manpower, women's power to help out there. Are you still looking for volunteers as well?
We are. All of our social enterprises that we use to raise money to operate programs rely on volunteers. We have had an increased demand, like I said, for a lot of our basic needs support, and we need actually a lot of volunteers to make those programs work. So definitely, your time and your time, treasure, and talent, I guess.
Okay,
that's
wonderful.
The best way to say it.
Larry, thanks very much. We're gonna leave it there. We appreciate you taking the time to share the story with us, and you know, I think highlight that there are some vulnerable seniors being affected by this particular environment that we're in, and they need your help and the work that your team is doing. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, you guys. Good to see you.
I've been joined by Larry Matheson, CEO of Unison for Generations 50 Plus.
If anybody wants to get connected with Unison, wants to make a donation to Unison, wants to reach out and volunteer, go to their website or reach out to us and we'll connect you with them as well. Our website, morethanmoneyradio.com. You know, charitable giving is one piece of many Canadians' situation. They want to help out others, but they also want to make sure that they're not going to be in a situation where they are on a fixed income and they're going to be subject to all the issues economically, either interest rate increases, inflation, higher taxes, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
So how do you protect yourself through that time? We call that period of retirement. We're going to have that at our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, January 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Country Hills Golf Country Club. You do need to reserve your seats. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
You know, that period that we call retirement, or that we, you know, when we become seniors, is a period that many, many people look forward to. And it is sometimes unfortunate when we get there, things haven't worked out the way we wanted to, or, you know, circumstances have changed in a way. And this is why it's so important, one, that you do proper planning, of course, but sometimes circumstances work against you. And there are groups like Unison out there to help and support. And if you don't need to help and support, you can help and support others in that situation.
Something that people talk about here in this province a lot is about downsizing or right-sizing their property or even retrofitting their home. There may be pitfalls to that. We're going to talk about that after the upcoming break. Join us right after the break. You listen to More Than Money and QR Calgary.